Humility, Part 6. Roy Boy. Royal was nervous. Would it be possible to become accepted by those whom he had treated so brutally? He remembered his first introduction with his proud speech and harsh voice. This time would be different. Horse pulled a cart into the barn. The hens were out feeding, but ran over to investigate. They couldn't see Royal, only a cage. Royal had pulled his wings tight against his body and made himself as small as possible, tucking his head underneath. The farmer set the cage on the ground without a word. Half the flock immediately scattered, but others stared curiously.
"Why doesn't he move?"
"He's dead."
"No, he's just pretending. Beware!"
Royal remained motionless as the conversation continued. Those who had fled became curious when the others did not come out of the barn. Some peeked through the door. Others pressed their faces to the window. One ran away. Henrietta had bolted when she saw Royal and never stopped running until she reached the creek. Exhausted and frightened, she passed out and collapsed in the mud. No one noticed her absence until much later. 27, 28, 29, where's 30? Asked the farmer as he was closing everyone in for the night. Huddled together, near enough for Royal to hear, the hens babbled.
She ran out when she saw Royal.
I don't blame her, poor thing.
What if a hawk got her?
It's my fault, sobbed an unfamiliar voice.
All turned to see Royal's head hanging down, eyes filled with tears. No one slept well that night. Horse promised to go hunt for her, but he had no idea where to start. Royal was completely ignored amidst the heavy sadness which hung in the barn. The farmer came before sunrise. He needed Horse to pull the cart out so he could hitch it to his truck to haul to town. He would search for his lost hen later. At dawn, Horse headed toward the door.
"Wait," called Royal. "Take me with you."
"That would only complicate things," said Horse. "Henrietta wouldn't come near you even if we did find her."
"I know where she is. At least, I know the path she took," replied the rooster.
Horse was doubtful.
Royal explained, "I used to sit on that table watching the hens, looking for a chance to torment them. Henrietta always strayed from the flock down the same path. I bet that's where she ran."
Horse had no clues where to look, so he let Royal out, and they started off. Royal was right. They found her by the creek. Horse had almost stepped on her. Her body was cold, and she was barely breathing. Horse immediately blew a large, warm breath over her, and Royal enveloped her in his downy feathers. After several minutes, she stirred. Though dizzy and weak, Royal was able to push her onto Horse's neck. He climbed on and held her tight as Horse walked to the barn. For the next several hours, Royal cradled her in his wings. When Henrietta awoke, she found Horse lying next to her and Royal's wings covering her. Oddly, she felt no fear, only a sense of relief at being back home. The change in Royal was obvious. He insisted upon being called Roy Boy now. His royal days were over. Every night he crowed out funny songs as he walked the aisle with Horse. He watched over the hens like a father, alerting them to any danger. He shared his grain when the pickings were slim. In spite of this, the farmer had not collected a single egg from Henrietta since her return. She had hidden them in the tall grass and sat on them so no one would see how tiny they were. One day, she felt a stirring under her. When she stood up, she was astonished. A tiny, wet chick was peeking from an egg. Soon, a dozen of them were pecking themselves out.
"Did I do this?" asked Henrietta.
She looked around.
"There's no one else here. It must have been me. I can't believe it," she shouted to the others. "Hurry, come see."
Royal was there in a flash. Then all the others gathered round. Joyful cackles erupted. The farmer built Henrietta a larger nest in which to raise her young. He was delighted with her motherly abilities, and his business soon flourished. Every hen was content, and Roy Boy proved to be better than a dog at guarding them. He never again sat upon that throne or looked in the mirror. He had no need to. He was surrounded by friends.